Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, November 5th, 2018. The Saudi-led coalition backed by the U.S. pounded rebel positions in Yemen on Sunday. 150 Houthis and coalition members were killed. The coalition accuses the Houthis of acting as Iran's proxy. The war in Yemen has been going on since March of 2015 when the Houthis occupied northern regions and forced the government into exile. Since then, a Saudi-led U.S.-backed coalition supporting the largely exiled government has blockaded the rebel-held north and waged a devastating air campaign causing thousands of deaths. The U.S. has sold billions of dollars worth of arms to Saudi Arabia, and it provides logistical and other support to the coalition. The war has led to one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Three quarters of Yemen's people require life-saving assistance, according to the UN Population Fund. An estimated 10,000 people have been killed. The UN says famine is accelerating in Yemen, with more than 8 million at risk of starvation from the looming famine. The regional director of the UN Children's Agency said the warring sides in Yemen make it difficult to deliver and distribute humanitarian aid to the country. The situation is a living hell for all Yemeni children, he said, singling out the death last week of a 7-year-old, Amal Hussein, who had suffered from severe malnutrition. The AP had photographed Amal, whose name means hope in Arabic, back in August. A photograph of the emaciated child with a protruding rib cage and stick-like arms also appeared recently on the front page of the New York Times. Medics say her death was the result of insufficient medical care as supplies dwindle and many people like Amal live far from treatment centers. There's not one Amal. There are many thousands of Amals. In other news, thousands of Iranians chanting death to America rallied on Sunday to mark the anniversary of the seizure of the U.S. embassy that during the 1979 Islamic Revolution and the imminent reimposition of U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil sector. In Jerusalem on Sunday, senior Catholic clerics called for Israel to repeal a controversial law giving Jews a unique right to self-determination in the country. In a joint statement, bishops and archbishops of the Roman Catholic, Syrian Catholic, Armenian Catholic, and Greek churches said, "Our faith, the Christians, our fellow citizens, Muslim, Druze, and Baha'i, all of us who are Arabs, are no less citizens of this country than our Jewish brothers and sisters. Arabs account for some 17.5% of Israel's nearly 9 million population." Turning to local news, New York City's public school teachers have voted to ratify a new union contract. The United Federation of Teachers announced on Sunday that the contract got the support of 87% of the roughly 90,000 members who voted. The union and the city had reached a tentative agreement last month. It includes raises of 2% in 2019, 2.5% in 2020, and 3% in 2021. And a federal trial begins today in New York over the Trump administration's decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. More than a dozen states and big cities, among others, have sued over Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's decision to add the citizen question to the census for the first time since 1950. The lawsuits argue that Ross acted improperly and that the question will discourage immigrants from participating, diluting political representation and federal dollars for states that tend to vote Democratic. Meanwhile, the administration said the question will allow the Justice Department to enforce the Voting Rights Act more effectively. Immigrant rights groups are set to rally this morning outside the federal courthouse in the Southern District of New York ahead of the opening of the federal trial. In Georgia, where there's one of the contentious races, Donald Trump is campaigning for Georgia's Republican gubernatorial candidate, Brian Kemp. Trump praised Kemp at a rally Sunday in Macon as a strong man and strong personality and says Kemp will be a great governor. He criticized Kemp's Democratic opponent, Stacey Abrams, who is backed by Barack Obama, calling her one of the most extreme far-left politicians in the entire country. Stacey Abrams has been pitching her agenda, particularly Medicaid expansion and public education, to the full electorate. This includes rural white voters, often overlooked by Democrats in previous campaigns. She could become America's first black female governor on Tuesday. It's rainy today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Thanks to all WBAI listeners who pledged support during our full fundraising drive, which is now over. We so much appreciate your support. This is listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, New York. Over to you, Michael.